Our first story in Afterthought. Pneumonia kills one child every 30 seconds. Even if the child is on antibiotics, without a steady flow of purified oxygen, their lungs will struggle and the condition becomes, or can become, fatal. A team from Melbourne University, composed of engineers, a physicist and medical scientists, have found an answer to this dangerous problem. Kevin Razul and his team have developed something called Freo2, and as a result, they won the incredible Eureka Prize last night at the Australian Museum. Welcome to Afterthought, Kevin.
Hi, Ellie. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, what's the problem that you and your team noticed that started the Freo2 project?
Well, you gave a great introduction on pneumonia, and it's little known that it kills more children than AIDS and malaria put together. And as you mentioned, oxygen is a life-saving medicine. And oxygen is floating around all these children who are suffering from pneumonia. It's just a matter of getting it out of the air and concentrating it and delivering it to these children in communities. And so our innovation does that, and does that all without electricity, which is the critical part, as 95% of these deaths are occurring in developing countries. And so electricity is not easy to come by.
Right. So how does Freo20 work without electricity?
Okay, so Freo2 siphon uses energy from flowing water to take the air which is floating around us, and it uses a sieve, much like a sieve you'd find in a kitchen, except ours is a molecular sieve, and it catches all the nitrogen and leaves everything else to go through. And when you remove the nitrogen from air, you end up with 95% pure medical-grade oxygen.
Right, so that's why a project like this can be rolled out in countries where there's not much money or access to electricity. It's just that the machine does it all.
Exactly, and we decided to power our device from water, as pneumonia incidence in most of the countries that we're working in goes up in the wet season. So as there's more water flowing through streams near these health clinics that we're targeting, they get a power source which is able to power our technology.
Wow. And has this been trialled in Australia and overseas yet?
So we've finished our trials in Australia, and we're currently developing, well, basically have developed and are going to roll out our field trial in Uganda, in the mountains, just basically on the border of Uganda and the Congo. So we're working with a health clinic and doctors and nurses over there to install this first field trial.
And the Eureka Prize that you and your team won for innovation last night was for the innovative use of technology. So what makes this use of technology so innovative?
So the problem of delivering oxygen to communities that don't have it has been ongoing, and there's many, many ways to solve it. Most of those ways have focused on getting electricity to communities. And once you have electricity, you're able to use conventional oxygen concentrators to create oxygen and deliver it to the health clinics. Our technology totally flipped that around and said, we don't need to get electricity, we just need to get oxygen. So we took a conventional oxygen concentrator, changed it, removed any component that needed electricity, invented some components, and we put it all together to make an electricity-free oxygen concentrator. And this is a world first. So no one else has done it before. And that's where the key innovation lies, in re-looking at the problem as one to provide oxygen rather than electricity.
How long were you and your team working on this for?
So I've been involved with Freo2 for over 3 years. However, this project has been going, started in the backyard of some of the team, and as a weekend project 7 years ago. So it's been a long journey, and there's still a long way to go. But yes, it's about 7 years was the birth of the project.
So what does winning the Eureka Prize mean for you and your team? I mean, it must be an incredible feeling after 7 years of work.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. So the team comprises physicists, who have been working in at the Large Hadron Collider in CERN and in high-end physics. And so the Eureka Prize is very prestigious in physics circles. And it's just, we're all buzzing. We're still buzzing. And we look at it as such as a great way to increase our presence and then look to find partners to translate our technology from an academic sphere and implement it to create impact in a practical way.
Absolutely. And because of its life-changing nature, it'd be great to see this rolled out as soon as possible. So thank you so much, Kevin, for joining me on Afterthought, and congratulations again for winning the Eureka Prize last night.
Thank you very much, Ellie. Have a great night.
Thanks. That was Kevin Arazul finishing off that report. He's from Melbourne University and is part of a team that won the Eureka Prize last night, and that project was called Frio 2.